Welcome back. We're so glad you're here for today's Encore Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Bob Cochran. Bob's from Ashburn, Virginia.
Sometimes it's tempting to make a distinction between things we need God's help for and things we can handle on our own. But I've seen how that distinction is completely false. Mary Baker Eddy puts it succinctly in one of her writings. Attempt nothing without God's help. I learned this lesson years ago when I was asked to participate in a large two-day conference. Each afternoon, the conference was to break up into smaller groups focused on specific topics. My task was to give a short talk to one of those smaller groups and then lead a discussion. I felt confident I could handle it. But when the time came to do the breakout sessions, I was surrounded by a dozen empty chairs. When the day ended, I slunk away defeated. I hadn't even had the chance to be boring. The same format was planned for the next day, and I dreaded another humiliation. But as a student of Christian Science, I found that prayer is the most effective approach to any challenge. And I knew that God was ultimately responsible for conveying any needed information in a clear and useful way. And I knew I can understand what I needed to understand because as God's spiritual creation, I have everything I need all the time. As Mrs. Eddy puts it, the intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. That's when the light bulb really clicked on. The metaphysical course correction was clear. Less I and more God was needed. I prayed to gain confidence that God was truly in control. And soon I felt at peace. The next afternoon, when I approached my area at the conference, all the chairs were filled. And there were even people standing behind those chairs. I spoke using ideas I had prepared beforehand and some that came up spontaneously. People seemed to be listening attentively. At one point, I paused and asked if there were any questions. After a moment of silence, someone said, "You've answered our questions before we asked them." There were nods and murmurs of agreement. It was a wonderful proof that intercommunication indeed comes from God and includes everyone.
Feel inspired? Do you want to hear more content from the First Church of Christ Scientist? Go to our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.